Today's sermon is how long will you waver between two opinions?
我们要借着列王记上十八章十六到三十九节这段经文来思想这个问题。
We're going to think about this, this question from the First King verse, chapter 18 from verse 16 to 39.
那什么是基督徒生命中最重要的事情？
What is the most important thing in Christian's life?
我想在我们中间不少人也许在心里都说这个问题太简单了。
Many of us here probably think, oh, this question is so too simple.
基督徒生命中最重要的是当然是侍奉神。
The most important thing is to serve God.
你回答的不错。
You answer correctly.
因为绝大多数基督徒都知道基督是我们生活的中心是我们基督徒生活的中心是侍奉神荣耀神。
The most important thing in our life is to place the Lord in the first place, the eminence place, that we can serve Him.
让神在我们的生命中居首位。
Let God be the first place.
但是你明白，知道这件事，表明你有这个知识，并不表明你每天的生活中能将这件事行出来。
However, knowing this matter doesn't mean that It means you have the knowledge, but doesn't mean you can actually carry it out in your life.
今天大多数基督徒在北美，尤其是生活在北美的基督徒，都是头大身小。
Many Christians in North America nowadays have high ambitions.
而且眼高手低。
But little ability to carry it out.
圣经知识知道了不少，但是很少有人在生命里把这些圣经的真理能够真正的活出来。
We have a lot of Bible knowledge, but we cannot carry it out in our daily life.
我们很多人在过着一种双面人生的生活。
Many people live a double life.
我们在教会里像天使。
When we're in the church, we're like angels.
走出了教会大门后，我们的生命跟那些不信神的人的生命没有两样。
But when we left the church, our life was the same as those non-believers.
为什么会这样？
Why is this?
这就是要回到我们刚才提出的基督信仰里面最基本的问题。
We need to go back to the original question that we just raised.
你生命中最重要的事是什么？
What is the most important thing in your life?
所以我们今天要接着列王记上这段经文来思想这个问题的答案。
We will examine the book of First King to find the answer.
我们请做一个祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们谢谢你，谢谢主，找成你的儿女要来敬拜主，要来朝见你的名，也要来聆听主你的话语。主啊，这次求主你找成主，你接着你的讲台向你的儿女说话。主啊，你也给我们赐给我们每一位主你的儿女，无论讲的听的，都有一颗受教的心。愿你的话语接着讲台源源而出，愿你的话语能够帮助我们，激励我们，能够造就我们，好让我们的生命，让我们的信仰能够再一次与主有更深的连接。主耶稣，求主你早晨与我们同在，主你的荣耀充满这个殿，愿主每一个主你的儿女都能被你的话受激励受感动，这样的感谢祈求奉主耶稣基督圣名，阿们。我们下面呢要读这个经文，列王记上十八章十六到三十九节。
We're going to read the First King chapter 18, chapter 18 from verse 16 to 39 together.
我们一起用中文或者英文，广东话都可以一起来读这段经文。
We can read in Chinese, in English, or Cantonese together.
于是欧巴底去沿着亚哈，告诉他，亚哈就去沿着以利亚。是你召灾的不是你吗？我说乃是。以利亚说：“使以色列召灾的不是我，乃是你和你父家，因为你们离弃耶和华的诫命，去寻从巴利。现在你当车遣人，召聚以色列众人和侍奉巴利的那四百五十个先知，并耶洗比所供养侍奉亚塞拉的那四百个先知，使他们渡上加密山去见我。”亚哈就差遣人召聚以色列众人和先知，都上加密山。以利亚前来对众民说：“你们心持两意，要到几时呢？若耶和华是神，就当顺从耶和华；若巴利是神，就当顺从巴利。”众民一言不答。 以利亚对众民说，这耶和华先知的只剩下我一个人，巴黎的先知却有450个人，当给我们2只牛犊，巴黎的先知可先挑选一只，切成筷子放在柴上，不要点火，我也预备一只牛犊放在柴上，也不点火。你们求告你们神的名，我也求告耶和华的名，那降火显应的神就是神。众民回答说，这话甚好。以利亚对巴黎的先知说，你们祭司人多，当先挑选一只牛犊，预备好了就求告你们神的名，却不要点火。他们将所得的牛犊预备好了，从早晨到午间求告巴黎的名，说，巴黎啊，求你应允我们，却没有声音，没有应允的。他们在手中的坛视为勇跳。到了正午，以利亚嬉笑他们说，大声求告吧，因为他是神，他或牧羊，或走在一边，或走路，或睡觉，你们当叫醒他。他们大声求告，按照他们的规矩，用刀枪治各治刺，直到身体流血。从午后直到现晚祭的时候，他们狂呼乱叫，却没有声音，没有应允的，也没有理会的。以利亚对众民说，你们到我这里来，众民就到他那里，他便重修已经毁坏的耶和华的坛。以利亚照雅各子孙支派的数目取了12个石头。耶和华趁临到雅各说，你的名要叫以色列，用这些石头为耶和华的名筑了一座坛，在坛的四围挖沟，口容足种两细啊，又在坛上摆好了柴，把牛犊切成筷子放在柴上，对众人说，你们用4个桶盛满水，浇在燔祭和柴上。又说，到第二次，他们就到第二次。又说，到第三次，他们就到第三次。水流在坛的四周，沟里也满了水。到了献晚祭的时候，先知以利亚进来说，亚伯拉罕、以撒、以色列的神啊，耶和华呀，求你今日使人知道你是以色列的神，也知道我是你的仆人，又是奉你的命行这一切事。耶和华呀，求你应允我，应允我，使这民知道你耶和华是神，又知道是你叫这民的心回转。于是耶和华降下火来，烧尽燔祭、木柴、石头、尘土，又烧干沟里的水。众民看见，就俯伏在地说，耶和华是神，耶和华是神。好，谢谢。那我们知道这段经文，我想很多弟兄姊妹都很熟悉这个故事。
From these verses, we know a lot of people, brothers and sisters, know this story.
那么这段经文的这个背景呢？
The background of this, these verses.
我们知道先知以利亚，他是旧约先知的一个代表。
We know that prophet Elijah is a representative.
是以色列人历史上一个划时代的人。
He is the epic making figure in Israel.
当这个以色列人背逆神，开始拜迦南人的偶像时，神就先知以利亚，要把以色列人重新带回正道，使他们心归向神。
When the Israelites disobey God, God has determined that He wants Elijah to bring in the people's heart back to God.
所以说，神兴起以利亚，做了一个划时代的工作，要把以色列人带回到正道上来。
It is God raised up Elijah to do the epic making work that bring back the Israel's light.
我们知道这个先知以利亚呢，他在神的救赎计划里头，他的工作也是非常重要。
We know Prophet Elijah, his work is very important in God's salvation.
我们知道在马拉基书旧约圣经最后一卷书第4章5到6节那个地方，他说，看哪，耶和华大而可畏之日未到以先，我必差遣先知以利亚到你们那里去，他必使父亲的心归向儿女，儿女的心归向父亲，免得我来咒诅遍地。
The last book of the Old Testament, the book of Malachi, chapter 4, verse 5 to 6 says, See, I will send the prophet Elijah to you before the great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. He will turn the hearts of the parents to their children, and the hearts of their children to their parents, or else I will come and strike the land with total destruction.
从这两句经文我们可以看到这个先知以赛亚的工作在神的永恒计划里头是何等的重要。
Within these two verses, we can see the work of Elijah is so important in God's eternal plan.
那么以利王记上十八章呢记载的这个故事呢是讲以利亚在加密山上啊使以色列人的心归向神的故事。
First King, chapter 18 records the story of Elijah turning the hearts of Israelites back to God on Mount Carmel.
这个故事背景呢是在《列王记上》第十八章的一到二节这个地方。
The background is in First King chapter 18, verse 1 and 2.
那个时候呢，以色列这个百国、以色列国呢有大饥荒。
The North Kingdom Israel they have a severe famine.
这个饥荒是由于天长久不下雨，全地干旱而引起的。
It was caused by the long time no rain and the drought everywhere.
根据这个雅各书第五章十七节
，According to James 5:17，
那个时间前后有三年半之久的时间，天不下雨。
It did not rain on the land for 3.5 years.
当时候以色列百国的王是亚哈王。
The king of the Israel is King Ahab.
所以说到了第三年呢，神向他的子民赐怜悯。
On the third year, God had mercy on his people.
神的话临到先知以赛亚说，你去，使亚哈得见你，我要降雨在地上。
The word of God came to Elijah saying, Go and present yourself to Ahab, and I will send rain on the land.
于是呢，先知以利亚顺从神的话，去使亚哈得见他。
So Elijah followed God's word and went to present himself to Ahab.
那么与此同时呢，在利王记上十八章三到十五节呢，他记载了这个由于干旱呢，这个百国庄稼没有收成，牛羊也没有草，所以亚哈跟他的家宅欧巴底分头在以色列境内寻找这个水源。
At the same time, First King, chapter 18 from verse 3 to 15 says that due to the drought, there was no harvest, and the cattle and sheep had no grass. Ahab and Obadiah.Went separately trying to find grass and water in Israel.
So Obadiah 在路上遇见了先知以利亚，所以以利亚要 Obadiah 去见这个亚哈，要亚哈来见他。
So Obadiah was walking along, he met Elijah, and Elijah wanted Obadiah to tell Ahab to meet him.
这是这个故事的背景。
This is the background of the story.
那么在《列王记上》十八章十七到十八节，他说：“亚哈见了以利亚，便说：‘使以色列遭灾的就是你吗？’以利亚说：‘使以色列遭灾的不是我，乃是你和你的父家，因为你们离弃耶和华的诫命，去寻从巴利。’”
First King 18:16-17 says, "When he saw Elijah, he said to him, 'Is that you, you troubler of Israel?'" I have not made trouble for Israel, Elijah replied, but you and your father's family have. You have abandoned the Lord's command and have followed Baal.
所以说亚哈一见这个先知以利亚的面呢，就指着以利亚，先知以利亚说，他是这个以色列遭灾、遭遇这个旱灾的这个根源。
As soon as Ahab saw Elijah, he accused him of being the cause of Israel's drought.
为什么呢？
Why is this?
因为这个我们知道亚哈王呢，他娶了一个太太，一个妻子，名字叫耶洗别。
Because King Ahab, he married Jezebel, the daughter of King Sidonia.
这个耶洗别是西顿王葛巴利的女儿。
Jezebel is the daughter of the king of Sidonia.
这个西顿人呢，他们拜偶像巴利，认为巴利呢是一位掌管。风雨丰收繁殖的神。
Sidonian, they worship Baal because the Baal controls over lightning, rainfall, harvest, and fertility.
同时呢，西顿人也拜这个偶像亚塞拉，亚塞拉是一位女神， 被认为是巴黎的妻子，是一位掌管爱情生育的神。
They also worship idol Asherah, as the goddess Asherah was the wife of Baal and oversaw love and birth.
所以说当以色列人当初出埃及进迦南地的时候，神隐隐地警告以色列人不可拜迦南人的偶像。
When Israelites left Egypt and entered Canaan, God strictly warned Israelites not to worship any idol of Canaanites.
啊，这就是刚才我们读的这个起因经文里面神吩咐的话。
This is the verses that we just read.
所以说，当亚哈王娶了这个耶洗比为妻以后呢，耶洗比就把这个西顿人所拜的偶像巴利亚塞拉就带到撒玛利亚去了。
When King Ahab married Jezebel, she brought Baal and Asherah, the idol worshipped by the Sidonian, to Samaria.
所以说亚哈王呢也被引诱去随从巴那个耶洗比去拜这个巴利。
Ahab was also enticed to follow Jezebel to worship Baal.
在撒玛利亚城呢，他建造这个巴利的庙和亚塞拉的柱像，并且供奉这个巴利的先知。
He built the temple of Baal and the pillars for Asherah in Samaria.
啊，中国人有一句话叫“上梁不正下梁歪”。
There's a Chinese saying that if the upper beam is not straight, the lower beam will be crooked.
那时候，当亚哈王去拜巴利跟亚塞勒的时候，以色列人随同亚哈王去拜巴利，离弃那趁境用大能大力领他们出埃及，过旷野，进入迦南地的神。
People of Israel followed Ahab and to worship Baal and abandoned the mighty God who brought them out of Egypt, went through the wilderness and entered into Canaan.
他们惹动神的怒气，以致神降饥荒在地上，使天闭塞不下雨，有三年半之久。
They provoked the wrath of God and brought famine on earth. There was no rain for 3.5 years.
那么以色列人和亚哈王背逆神去拜迦南人的神巴利，神有没有警告他们呢？
Did God warn the Israelites and King Ahab when they disobeyed God and worshiped Baal?
神有警告他们。
Yes, the God did warn them.
在列王记上17章的第一节，他就告诉他们，这个以利亚基利提在基利寄居的提实比人以利亚对亚哈说。我指着手侍奉永生耶和华以色列的神起誓，这几年我若不祷告，必不降露不下雨。然而亚哈王没有听从先知以利亚的话。
First Kings chapter 17 verse 1 says, Now Elijah the Tishbite from Tishbe in Gilead said to Ahab, As the Lord, the God of Israel lives, whom I serve.There will be neither dew nor rain in the next few years, except in my word.
所以说以色列人没有去听从先知的责备，反而继续来拜这个巴利。
Before the drought, Israelites didn't listen to the warning of the prophets. They continued to worship Baal.
明明是以色列人他们作恶，背逆神去拜这个假神，巴利，惹动神的怒气。但是呢，亚哈王却指着先知以利亚是以色列遭灾的这个原因。
Obviously, it was Israelites, did evil, disobey God, worship the false god Baal, and provoke the God's wrath. But Ahab blamed Elijah for the disaster.
所以说，在列王记上18章18节，以利亚就反驳亚哈王，他说：“使以色列遭灾的不是我。”乃是你和你的父家，因为你们离弃耶和华的诫命，去随从巴利。
First Kings 18:18 says, Elijah rebuked King Ahab, saying, "I have not made trouble for Israel." Elijah replied, "But you and your father's family have. You have abandoned the Lord's command and followed Baal's."
那么，在这个列王记上18章19节呢，他就讲，他说现在呢。以利亚就跟对亚哈王说：“现在你当车遣人，召聚以色列众人和侍奉巴利的那450个先知，并耶洗比所供奉侍奉亚塞勒的那400个先知，使他们都上加密山去见我。”
First Kings 18:19 says, "Now summon the people from all over Israel to meet me on Mount Carmel, and bring the 450 prophets of Baal and the 400 prophets of Asherah who eat at Jezebel's table.
啊，以赛亚为什么要召聚以色列人去这个加密山这个地方？
Why did Elijah ask Ahab to gather Israelites to meet him on Mount Carmel?
啊，因为以赛亚那个他知道以色列人跟这个亚哈王他们拜巴利呢，是因为受这个王后耶洗别的影响。
Because he knew that Israelites and Ahab were influenced by Jezebel.
啊，因为他们一方面他们知道这个耶和华是他们的神，主中的立主的神。
For Israelites, they know that the Lord, the God, is their ancestor's God.
啊，趁机领他们出埃及，那个经过旷野，进入迦南地。
Who led them out of Egypt, through wilderness and enter into Canaan?
啊，但是呢，这个时间长远以后呢，他们看不见、摸不着这个神。
But after a long time, they couldn't see God. They couldn't feel it.
啊，所以说他们心里头信这个耶和华这个神，信得不踏实。
They cannot truly trust the God.
啊，然后呢，另外一方面，他们也知道这个巴利是外邦人的神。
On the other hand, they also know that Baal is the idol of the pagans.
他是一个雕刻的偶像。
He's an carved idol.
啊，但是呢，周围的那么多国家跟人民都在拜这个神。看得见摸得着，他们看拜这个神心里很踏实。
There are so many countries and peoples around them worship Baal. They can see it, they can touch it, they feel secure.
所以说根据这个中东出土的文物，这边是一个巴利的这个像出土的。这个巴利的画像，它被描绘成一个手执闪电、掌管风雨、大有力量的神。
According to the Middle East archaeological artifact, there was a painting of Baal.Baal was shown as a powerful god with a hand holding a thunderbolt that controls the wind and the rainfall.
所以说那个时候以色列人在这个信仰上呢，他是三心两意的。
So at that time, there are people whose hearts go astray.
他们既敬拜这个耶和华，也敬拜巴利。
They worship both God and Baal.
所以说先知以利亚呢，要以色列人来到加密山这个地方。
The Elijah asked the Israelites to come to Mount Carmel.
这个加密山呢是在以色列跟腓尼基交界的地方，是当时候崇拜巴利的一个中心。
Mount Carmel is the center of the worship that's between Israel and Phoenicia.
所以以利亚要以色列人来到加密山这个当时崇拜巴利的中心，来告诉以色列人谁是真神，谁是当时候以色列人敬拜和侍奉的神。
Elijah wants to let people of Israel know who is true God that they need to worship.
那么在这个列王记上十八章二十到二十一节，他说亚哈就差遣人召聚以色列众人和先知，都上了加密山。以利亚前来对众民说：“你们心持两意，要到几时呢？若耶和华是神，就当顺从耶和华；若巴利是神，就当顺从巴利。”众民一言不答。
First King 18:20 says, So Ahab sent word throughout all Israel and assembled the prophets on Mount Carmel. Elijah went before the people and said, How long will you waver between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. If Baal is God, follow him. But people said nothing.
所以说当这个以色列人跟那个拜巴利的先知亚塞拉的先知这些人都到了加密山顶的时候，先知以赛亚就向他们发出一个震人心弦的一个问题：你们心持两意，要到几时呢？若耶和华是神，你就要去拜耶和华；若巴利是神，你就去拜巴利。
So after the prophets for Baal and Asherah came to Mount Carmel, Elijah wanted the Israelites to know who is the true God. If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal is God, follow him.
对先知以利亚的这个发问，你知道这个以色列人是怎么反应的？在这个列王记上二十一章这个最后一句，他讲他说什么？众民一言不答，大家都不敢回答这个问题，不没法回答这个问题。
Do you remember when
when the what the reaction when
oh,
Elijah
okay. asked what the was the reaction when prophet Elijah asked the Israelites the people didn't say anything.
我们可以看到以色列人那个时候他们属灵光景的一个荒凉。
We can see the desolation of those Israelites' spiritual situation.
我们知道今天基督徒啊，这个属灵光景很像那个时候以色列人的光景。
Nowadays, Christians' spiritual condition is very much like those days.
许多基督徒刚信主的时候，他们与神的关系亲密，读经、祷告、参加聚会、亲近神，心里火热，侍奉主。
Many new believers have a close relationship with God, study Bibles, pray, attend meetings close to God, and serve God fervently.
但是时间一长，他们与神的关系就变得冷淡下来。
But as times go by, their relationship with God gradually cools down.
这个信仰就沦落为一个宗教的仪式。
Their faith turned into a religious ritual.
有一句话形容这个今天大多数基督徒的光景，那就是信主一年呢，主在眼前；信主十年，主在天边。
There is a saying: the first year you believe, the Lord is at your side, but 10 years later, the Lord is at far side.
可能今天当我们当中很多人说，我们并没有像当年的以色列人去拜偶像、拜假神。
So some people may say, we didn't worship idols like the Israelites did.
是的，今天基督徒大概不会去拜那种有形的这些偶像。
Yes, probably no Christian worship those physical idols.
但是今天很多基督徒，他们信他们的心呢，却是崇拜金钱、名誉、地位、罪名、逐利，心被这个世界吸引。
But nowadays, Christian, they worship money, fame.High status, they chase fame and prosperity.
他们在这个世界跟神之间徘徊。
They wander between the world and God.
对神不冷不热，这个似信非信。
They are neither cold or hot to God.
对侍奉神没有负担。
They do not have any regard to serve the Lord.
不爱读经，轻忽祷告，对罪麻木。
They do not like to read Bible, they ignore prayer, and numb to sin.
不喜欢听讲台传讲这个关于认罪悔改的信息。
They don't like the message about confession and repentance preached in the pulpit.
而且呢，很多人是自私自利，对这个世上灵魂没有任何负担。
People are selfishness and without regard for lost soul.
不少人是犯罪没有畏惧，只有口拉一党人的路。
People sin without fear and walk in the same path as Korah.
今天教会的光景也和那个时候以色列国的光景也是一样。
Church today is very much like the situation of the Israel.
许多教会的讲台因为缺少神的话语而处在属灵的干旱和生命的饥荒中。
Many churches are facing the spiritual drought because of the lack of word of God at pulpit.
也许有人会说，圣经不是神的话语吗？我们手头有圣经，不就有神的话吗？
Many people may say, didn't the Bible is the word of God? We have Bibles here. We have God's word.
大家请看圣经啊，对幕后的时代他是怎么说的？在阿摩西书8:11-12，他说：“主耶和华说，日子降到，我必命饥荒降在地上，人饥饿，并非肺炎无饼。”干渴肺炎无水，乃因不听耶和华的话，他们必漂流，从这海到那海，从北面到东面，往来奔跑，寻求耶和华的话，却寻不着。
Let's see what the Bible says about the last days in Amos 8, chapter 8, from verse 11 to 12. The days are coming, declares the sovereign Lord, when I will send a famine through the land.Not a famine of food or thirst of water, but famine of hearing the words of the Lord. People will stagger from sea to sea, wander from north to east, searching for the word of the Lord, but they will not find it.
不错，今天是我们是有圣经，然而许多讲台却不是传讲全备的福音。
Yes, we have Bibles.But many churches do not preach the fullness of the gospel.
有的只讲神的恩典，不讲神的公义。
Some just talk about the grace of God, but not the righteousness.
啊，有的只讲神的爱，他不讲罪人要犯认罪悔改。
Some talk about God's love for the world, but not sinner needs confession and repentance.
啊，有的只讲成功福音，却不讲十字架的福音。
Some talk about the prosperity, but not the gospel of the cross.
不错，我们今天是有圣经，但是许多教会却容让耶洗比那样的先知在讲台教导神的儿女。
Yes, we have Bible, but many churches allow prophets like Jezebel to teach God's children from the pulpit, destroying the foundation of their faith.
败坏他们的信仰根基。所以说在今天的教会，北美教会里头有许多假先知。
In North America churches today, there are many false prophets.
他们鼓吹宗教合一，他们认为说这个口兰经里的安拉跟那个佛经里的佛主和圣经里的这个耶和华是同一位神，他们说这些宗教都是对独一真神从不同角度的认识。
They preach the unity of religions, Allah in the Quran, Buddha in the Buddhist, and Jehovah God from Bible are all the same God, just from different perspectives.
我给大家讲一个例子。
I'm going to tell an example.
我们知道许多华人基督徒所推崇的韩国人一个牧师叫赵庸基牧师，就是这样一位先知。
Many Chinese Christians highly admire the Korean pastor Cho Yong-ji.
在2007年5月12日呢，这个赵庸基牧师他在韩国一个大学里面演讲的时候，他就讲，他说现在一部分牧师认为只有基督教才是拯救，是唯我独尊的想法。
On May 12, 2007, he had a speech at a college in Korea. He said, in the speech, he said, some pastors now believe that only Christianity can provide salvation, which is an egocentric idea.
很不幸的是，2014年2月20日，赵荣基牧师因为挪用教会的基金去购买他儿子手中的股票，以致使教会损失131亿韩元以及逃税35亿韩元。
Unfortunately, Pastor Cho Yong-ji was convicted in 2014 of embezzling church funds to purchase stock held by his son, caused the church to lose 13.1 billion Korean won.
所以说他被韩国首尔的法庭判处有期徒刑3年，缓期5年执行。
He was sentenced to 3 years in prison with a probation of 5 years.
他被罚款50亿韩元。
He was fined 5 billion won.
这件事成为不信神的一个笑谈。
This instance had become a joke among the unbelievers.
今天教会的光景很令人悲哀。
The situation of the church today is very sad.
教会世俗化，教会有钱，有宏伟的建筑，也有不少的会众，却没有属灵的能力。
The church has money, with magnificent building and many members, but with no spiritual power.
教会没有能力去影响这个世界，反而是被这个世界带着走。
The church do not have the power to influence the world, but follow the world.
在主后13世纪的时候，罗马天主教呢在欧洲是最有势力。那个时候呢，有一位神学家叫 Thomas Aquinas。
In the 13th century, Roman Catholicism was the most powerful in Europe. There was a famous theologian named Thomas Aquinas.
这个 Aquinas 他去见当时的教皇，那么教皇呢，那个时候正在数一大笔这个金钱奉献。
Thomas Aquinas went to see the Pope, but the Pope was counting a huge offering.
这个教皇就很自豪的对 Aquinas 说，他说教会啊，不再像当初教会使徒彼得所说的金银我都没有。阿奎那他就回答说，他说不臭，但教会也不再有能力像使徒彼得奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名叫瘸腿的人起来行走。
The Pope said proudly to Aquinas, said, church will never be like the early church when Apostle Peter said that silver or gold I do not have. True.But now church does not have the power like Apostle Peter said by Aquinas. That in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, get up and walk.
今天同性恋在美国合法化，教会只能望洋兴叹，束手无力。
Today homosexuality is legalized in U.S., but the church can do cannot do anything and feel helpless.
啊，不止如此，一些教会在政治上妥协，他们在教会接纳同性恋，而且甚至安利同性恋者做牧师。
Not only that, some American churches have begun to accept homosexuality and ordain homosexuals to be pastor.
所以说，先知以利亚在对那个时代的以色列人发出呐喊说：“你们心持两意，要到几时呢？若耶和华是神，就当顺从耶和华；若巴利是神，就当顺从巴利。”
Just like in verse 21, the prophet Elijah cried out to the Israelites of that day, "How long will you waver between two opinions? If Lord is God, follow Him."
啊，他要这个以色列人，他这个不要心怀良意，现在就做出决定，要么选择耶和华为他们的神去专心侍奉耶和华，要么选择巴利是他们的神去侍奉巴利去。
They either choose the Lord to be their God or choose Baal and follow him.
所以说今天先知以利亚的话同样在对这个时代的基督徒在呼喊，你们心持两意要到几时呢？
But today the same cry out from Elijah is calling the Christians today, how are you going to waver among two opinions? How long are you going to do that?
若耶稣基督是主，就当让他在我们的生命中居首位，单单的侍奉耶稣基督。若这个世界是我们的追求，我们就当去顺从这个世界，追逐名利，追名逐利去。
If Jesus Christ is the Lord, put him in the first place in your life and serve him only.
基督徒不能一手抓着世界，一手抓着主耶稣。
Christians cannot hold on to the world and with one hand and the other for Jesus.
一个人不可能在今生拥有世界，将来又能进入永生。
It is impossible to the world in this life and have eternal life in the future.
啊，中国人呢有一句成语故事，一个故事叫东施西数。
There's a Chinese idiom about 东施西数。
啊，这个故事呢是讲这个在古代呢有一户人家呢家里有个女儿长得很漂亮贤惠。
This talk about old time ago. There was a family. They have a beautiful daughter.
啊，就是他这个家呢，他们家的东边呢是一个富户很有钱的家，家里呢也有一个儿子，因为家里很有钱，这个儿子长得这个肥头大耳，长得就是。不好，也长得很比较丑。
The house to the right of her house was a gentleman who is very rich, but he looked ugly.
His son is also ugly. 那么另外他的西边呢是一个穷苦人家，一个穷书生，长得呢很英俊，但是呢家里很贫穷。
On the house on the left of the girl.It's a very poor family, but he's very handsome.
啊，所以说这个有一天呢，这个东边呢，这个东家这个富人家里这个儿子，跟这个西边这个书生呢，同时来向这个女孩子求婚。
One day, both the gentlemen's the house on the east and the house on the west want to propose to the girl.
啊，这个女孩子的父母就心里头就为难了。
The girl's parents feel troubled.
她不希望自己的女儿将来嫁出去有受苦。
They don't want their girls to have harsh time after marriage.
如果嫁给东边这个富人家庭，当然生活是无虑的。
On the house on the east, they're rich. We don't need to worry about the future.
但是这个儿子实在是不成器。
But the son is not doing very good.
东家呢太穷了，嫁过去肯定会受苦。
The house on the left is so poor. Of course, the daughter will have to suffer.
但是书生这个人是很好。
But the gentleman is a very good one.
所以这个女孩子的父母觉得我不能为这个女儿做主，就跑去呢问她的女儿。
So the parents of the girl cannot make decisions, so they went to the girl.
这个父母跟这个女儿讲了半天呢。这个女儿一句话都不讲。
The parents talk a lot about them with the girl, but the girl didn't say anything.
这个女儿的妈妈就说了，她说啊，知道因为女儿不好意思，她就说，如果呢你愿意喜欢嫁到东家去呢，你就把你的右手举出来；如果你喜欢嫁到西边这家呢，你就把你的左手举出来。
The mother of the daughter think the, she was too shy, so she told her daughter, say, if you like the house on the east, stretch out your right hand. If you like the gentleman on the west side, stretch out your left hand.
哎，叔叔，当妈妈讲话，这个女孩子把两只手都举起来。
But after my mother told her that, the girl raised both of her hands.
啊，这个她的父亲就大吃一惊。他说：“女儿，你要是想要两家都加吗？”
her father was astonished. Are you going to marry those two gentlemen?
啊，这个问了半天的这个女孩子才讲出来。她说她愿意呢，白天呢，在这个东家呢这边吃，在他们家吃饭，住他们家。晚上呢，我要到西家住宿的西面这一家了。
The girl told them that in the morning I would like to stay in the house on the east side and eat there, and the evening I would like to go to the house in the west and live there.
这是这个东食西宿的这个故事。
This is the 东食西宿 means the insatiable or greedy.
主耶稣在马太福音六章二十四节，他就讲，他说一个人不能侍奉两个主，不能恶这个爱那个。或是重这个轻那个，你们不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门。
Jesus told us in Matthew 6:24, no one can serve two masters. Either you hate this one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and Mammon.
这个马门就是指 money， 是指这个世界。所以基督徒不能只有一个东食西宿的人，必须在神和世界当中之间你做出选择。
Mammon means money and this world. Christians cannot be an insatiable person. You need to make decision between God and the world.
所以说刚才我们看见那个在十八章二十一节那个下半节，他说以色列人对先知以赛的话，他是什么？一言不答。
This is what we just saw on First Kings 18:21.It says the Israelite people said nothing.
So, so, then Isaiah 就提出一个方法出来。
So Isaiah made a proposal.
啊，在这个利王记上二章二十二节到二十四节啊，他就讲，他说以赛亚就对众民说，这耶和华先知的只剩下我一个人，巴黎的先知却有四百五十个人，当给我们两只牛犊。巴黎的先知可以挑选一只，切成块子放在柴上，不要玷污。我也预备一只牛犊放在柴上，也不玷污。你们求告你们神的名，我也求告耶和华的名。那降和显应的神就是神。众民回答说：“这话甚好。”
First Kings 18:22-24 says, "Then Elijah said to them, 'I am the only one of the Lord's prophet left, but Baal has 450 prophets.'" Get two bulls for us. Let Baal's prophets choose one for themselves and let them cut into pieces and put it on the wood, but not set fire to it. Then you call on the name of your God, and I will call on the name of the Lord. The God who answered by fire, he is God. People said, yeah, that's good, very good.
所以你看这些以色列人从刚才的一言不答，现在当以利亚提出这个方法以后，他马上说这话甚好。
You can see from the beginning, the people said nothing to after proposal. People said yes, your proposal is good.
因为为什么？因为在这个迦南地啊，这个巴利被描绘成一个手握闪电、掌管这个风雨、丰收、繁殖的神，所以以色列人对这个画面一直有很深刻的印象。
Because Baal was described as with one hand holding the thunderbolt, he's the mighty one that can have control the fire.
所以说这个对先知以赛亚提的这个建议是一个很合理的建议，对双方来都能接受。
So Elijah made a very reasonable proposal that both sides can accept.
所以众民就回答说，这话甚好。他们也想，以色列人也想知道，在耶和华和巴利之间究竟谁是真神。
So all the people said, "What you say is good." People of Israel also want to know between Jehovah God and Baal, who is the true God.
那么先知以利亚他做的这个方法是不是在试探神
？Is the method proposed by Elijah a test of God?
在一般情况下，这是试探神。
Under normal circumstances, this is a test of God.
这是你要要求神按照你所定的方式来彰显神的荣耀。
Because you ask God to express His divinity in a way determined by man.
然而，在当时，当以色列人在这个真神假神这个问题上糊涂无知的时候，神允许先知以利亚用这个方法来挑战巴黎的先知，使以色列人心归向真神。
But because the Israelites were ignorant to whom the true God was, God allowed Elijah to use this method to challenge Baal and its prophets and turn the hearts of Israelites back to God.
而且在后面列王记上十八章三十六节也讲，这是神命令先知以利亚做这一件事情。
And the verse 36 also talk about that God allowed Elijah to do this.
所以今天当一个基督徒对信仰他的根基动摇，心怀两意，在世界跟神之间徘徊，对神的信实起疑惑的时候，他也可以试验神。
Today, when the foundation of a Christian's faith is shaken, he is wandering between the world and God. He has doubts about the God's faithfulness. He can test God.
他可以去求神彰显他的荣耀，坚定他对神的信心。
He can ask God to reveal His glory and strengthen His faith in God.
基督徒可以试验神，却不可试探神。
Christians can test God, but cannot tempt Him.
因为神是鉴察人心的神。
Because God is the one who examines our hearts.
我记得以前呢，我们在学生团去传福音的时候，有个学生呢，他就想，他说你这个信仰很好。但是他希望知道这个神是不是真的，他说他就跟我讲，他说我不可以去，可不可以去到，就是如果是他去赌场拉饺子机，如果拉出100万呢，他就相信这个神是真的；如果这个不拉不出来呢，觉得这个神可能不真。
A long time ago, there was a person want to know whether the God is true or not. He said, if I can do the pull bar and win, God is true.The God is the true God. If not, it's not there.
这是试探神。
This is tempting God.
所以说，我们看到，那么基督徒，你要来怎么来试验这个神
？So how the Christian test God?
我们也来看看这个先知以利亚跟那个巴黎的先知他们之间的这个构成征战的构成。
Let's take a look how Elijah and the prophets of Baal in the fight.
那个经文我不读这个经文，大家刚才也读过这个经文。那么我们知道这个，因为这个巴黎的先知呢，他们先挑了一只牛犊，把牛犊切成筷子放在柴上，然后呢，他们在坛的筑了之后，坛在坛的四周呢，向求告巴黎的名，而且呢，跳舞用刀刺自己的身体，狂呼乱叫。
We're going to skip the verses that we just read, but because the prophets of Baal has a lot, so Elijah let them choose the bull first and tell them to call on the name of their God. They cut the bull into pieces and put on the altar, and they start dancing around the altar and use the knife, spears to cut themselves.
这些都是当时崇拜巴黎的一些仪式。
This is the ceremony at that time to worship Baal.
他们从早晨到午间，直到晚上献晚祭的时候，呼求巴黎的名，却没有从巴黎来的回应。
From morning until afternoon, they call on Baal, but there was no response.
因为巴黎是假神，自然不会应验。
Because Baal is false god, of course he won't respond to them.
而且耶和华神也与先知以利亚同在，他阻止撒旦的作为和邪灵的假冒。
Also because the Lord was with Elijah, which also prevent the work of Satan and the counterfeiting of evil spirit.
所以说，当这个我们来看看先知以利亚，他是来如何呼求耶和华神的名。
Let's take a look how Elijah called on the name of the Lord.
当这些以色列人看到这些巴黎的先知从早晨到下午三点钟都没有回应的时候，这些以色列人已经是很 tired 很疲倦，而且对巴黎的先知已经很失望了。
All Israelites must be tired and disappointed with Baal from morning until 3 p.m. in the afternoon.
所以说这个时候呢，先知以利亚就对以色列众民说，你们到我这里来，众民就到了以利亚那边去了。
Elijah told the people, say, come to me. The people went there.
所以先知以利亚做了三件事情。
So Elijah did three things.
第一件事，他重修已经毁坏的耶和华的坛。
First thing, he repaired the altar of the Lord, which has been ruined already.
第二件事呢，他准备燔祭和柴。
The second thing, he prepared the sacrifice and the wood.
第三件事，他是向耶和华神祷告。
The third thing is he made a short prayer to the Lord.
当他做了这件事情以后呢，那个圣经怎么记载？在18章38到39节，他说：“于是耶和华降下火来，烧尽燔祭、木柴、石头、尘土。”又烧干沟里的水，众民看见了，就都俯伏在地，说：“耶和华是神，耶和华是神。”
So after Elijah had done this, he called on the name of the God of God, and God sent down fire and burned the sacrifice offerings, burned the wood, stones, and even the water in the trench.
所以以色列人亲眼看见神的作为。所以他们都俯伏在地，承认耶和华是真神。
People of Israel saw that and they prostrated themselves and shouted, "The Lord is God. The Lord is God."
所以说，我们下面要仔细看一看先知以利亚所做的这三件事，来思想基督徒如何来试验神的信实，这个属灵的原则。
So after Elijah did all those three things, we Christian also need to think about we have the knowledge of God.
先知以利亚做的第一件事，他是重修已经毁坏耶和华的坛。
The first thing Elijah did was to repair the altar that was ruined.
我们知道加密山呢是在以色列亚舍支派的这个产业。
We know that Mount Carmel is in the tribe of Asher.
以色列人真正在加密山上敬拜耶和华神，筑坛向神献祭。
Israelites, they build the altar on Mount Carmel and worship God there.
当以色列人拜巴利的时候呢，他们也在这个加密山上呢，也在那筑坛向巴利献祭。
When they worship Baal, they also build the altar there to worship Baal.
所以说，先知以利亚他来重修已经毁坏的耶和华的坛。
So prophet Elijah then repair the altar that was ruined.
他取了12块石头，这12块石头象征着以色列12个支派。
He took 12 stones, which represent the 12 tribes of the Israel.
尽管以色列民族已经分裂成两个国家，北面只有10个支派，南面有2个支派，但是以利亚还是选了12块石头，代表以色列的全体来建这个筑这个坛。
Even though the kingdom was divided, the north is Israel, the south is Judah. He still used 12 stones to build the altar.
他提醒以色列人，他们是耶和华所拣选的雅各的子孙。
He reminded the Israelites that they are the chosen people, the descendant of Jacob.
他用这个举动来表明以色列人与他们的立主要恢复这个关系，重新来敬拜耶和华神。
His action represents God wants to restore the relationship and so that they can worship God together.
那么以利亚做的第二件事情呢，是准备燔祭和柴。
The second thing Elijah did was prepare the sacrifice and the wood.
以利亚做了一个很奇怪的举动，他在这个祭坛周围挖了一个小的沟，然后再把这个摆好柴，把牛犊骑着筷子放上去，放在柴上，然后呢，他让人怎么把水浇在这个燔祭跟这个柴上面。
Elijah did a strange thing. He cut the bull into pieces, laid on the wood. He also dig a trench around it. He arranged the wood.And then ask people to put water on it.
他这个刀把这个水浇在这个坛上，以致坛的四周的小沟都满了水。
He asked people to pour water on top, until the trenches are full of waters.
根据传说，这个加密山上呢，它有一个小的终年不断的一个山泉，即使在这个三年多的干旱里头呢，这个地方依然有泉水没有断绝。
According to the legend, there is a spring on Mount Carmel that flows all year round. Even after 3 years of drought, the spring water is still flowing.
所以这个时候，这个坛上的柴已经是完完全全已经湿透了。
The wood on the altar is probably completely soaked by now.
从人的眼光来看，即使有人去点火，也没有办法使坛上的柴燃烧起来。
So from human perspective, even a person lights a fire, he cannot make the wood burn on the altar.
那么以利亚这样做的一个目的，要以色列人去明白，将要发生在他们眼前的一切乃是神迹，是神的作为。
Elijah wanted Israelites to understand what was about to happen before them was a miracle, an act of God.
那么以利亚做的第三件事，他是向耶和华神祷告。
The third thing Elijah did was to pray to God.
以利亚在以色列众人面前，他向耶和华神祷告。他的祷告有三点。
There are three points that Elijah prayed to God.
第一个呢，他说耶和华是以色列立主的神，是也是他们的神。
He said the Lord God is their ancestor God is God is their God too.
他是一位真神。
He is a true God.
如果弟兄姊妹读新约圣经，要特别注意，当主耶稣讲这个耶和华神的，他也是讲以这个亚伯拉罕的神，亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
When Jesus talk about in New Testament, when Jesus mentioned about the God, he is the God of Israel, God of
Abraham,
Isaac, and Jacob.
表明这个神是一个什么？昔在、今在、一个永在的一个活神。
Means the God exists past, now, and future.
那么以利亚祷告的第二点，他强调他是什么？神的仆人，他是奉神的命做这一件事情。
The second point is when he pray, he is a servant of God. He is at the command of God to do all these things.
那么以利亚他祷告的第三点，他强调神这样做的目的是要以色列人回转、悔改、归向耶和华神。
The third point is when Elijah prayed, God did so to Israelites, want Israelites to return, repent to God.
所以说，从先知以利亚在加密山上他所做的这一切呢，我们可以得到一些属灵的教训。对不起，太快了。
From all these things they did on Mount Carmel, we can learn a spiritual lesson.
Okay. 能不能翻一下翻到那一页、OK 那么首先我们知道基督的信仰是基于我们对神一个理性认识和感性认识，那么感性认识是来自我们接着圣经的启示去认识这位神，我们的理性认识是接着信心与祷告去经历神。
Christian faith is based on the perceptual and rational understanding of God. We understand God from His revelation that we can know God.
所以我讲这是用两条腿走路，这样你的信仰才会有根有基。
We need to have the root and foundation, both perceptual and rational, so that we truly stand firm.
如果你只有一种认识是不够的。
If you have only one understanding, it's not enough.
那么当一个基督徒对神的真实他不确定的时候，神允许人去试验神，好加添他的信心，使他清楚知道他所信的是怎样一位神。
When a Christian's faith in God wavers and he has doubts about God's faithfulness, God allow him to test God.
首先他要回到起初信仰的根基上，重新去树立自己的信仰。
First, he must return to the foundation of his faith and return to God he believed in the first place.
那第二个呢？他要去向神去祷告，求神赦免他小心的罪，重新去重建与神的关系。
Secondly, he needs to pray to God, asking forgiveness for the sin of his little faith, and ask God to use this method to increase his faith.
第三个呢，他要祈求神用神自己的方式使人去经历神话语的真实，彰显神的荣耀。
And the third thing, ask God to use his way to so that man can truly know him.
我们大家都知道这个四世纪里面讲了一个很特别的一个人叫祭奠他适应神的故事。
We know that in the book of Judges, there was a story about Gideon.
Gideon. 他第一次是要什么祷告他说他在野外放一块棉花他要什么棉花上有露水其他地方都是干地来适应神是确定是神对他讲话。
First time he prayed, he asked God to show the miracle that the cotton he had on the basket is wet.
然后呢，他第二次还不够，第二次他又跟神祷告，他要什么？他要这个羊毛是干的，但是周围的地是湿的。
The second time he asked God is he want to make sure that the wool in the basket is dry, but the rest of the air is wet.
所以神两次都应允他的这个祷告。
Both time God allowed this to happen.
所以说今天我们知道很多基督徒啊，这个真是心怀持两意，在世界和神之间徘徊。
There are many Christians that are wavering between God and the world.
又因为他这个内心呢，深爱这个世界，以至于心地昏暗，对神的作为视而不见。
Because their hearts are darkened, they're blind eyes to God's deed. They didn't see anything.
而且好多基督徒对神的话语没有胃口，轻或读经祷告，以至于离神越来越远。
Many Christians doesn't have any appetite for God's word, so that they are so far away from God.
加尔文曾经讲过一句话，他说：“人心是偶像的工厂。”
John Calvin once said, "The human heart is the factory of the idols."
我们心中的任何追求，若不是为着神的荣耀，都可能变成我们的偶像，引诱我们远离神。
Whatever we have in our heart may be our idol, which lead us away from God.
So, 约翰一书二章十五节，他就教导我们说，不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
Book of 1 John 2:15 told us, "Do not love the world and or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in him."
所以我们不要把我们的心放在那短暂的必朽坏的属世界的事上应当把我们的心放在永恒的神的国度上。
We should not set our hearts on temporary, perishable, worldly things. We should set our hearts on the eternal kingdom of God.
因为时间的关系我不去讲见证的。那么所以说当年先知以利亚的呼喊今天依然向我们发声。你们心之两意要到几时呢若耶和华是神，就当顺从耶和华；若巴利是神，就当顺从巴利。
Because of time restrictions, we are not going to talk about my testimony. It talks about
先知以利亚的呼喊。
The Elijah cry out to the Lord, which can also be one Israelites do not wave around anymore.Turn back to God.
所以说这个在雅各书里面四章八节，他就教导我们说：你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。有罪的人呐，要清洁你们的手；心怀两意的人呐，要清洁你们的心。
In the book of James 4:8 says, "Come near to God, and He will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your heart."
所以今天我们应当除去我们心中的偶像，远离那些会使我们的心偏离神的物和事。
So we should get rid of the idols in our heart and stay away from those things that can divert our heart away from God.
我们要立定心志，单单的侍奉神。
We need to set up our mind only serve God.
那位救我们、爱我们又赐下他的独生爱子耶稣基督，拯救我们脱离死亡。并赐给我们永生的神。
God who created us, loves us, and gave us his begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to us.
这是我们属灵生命里面最重要的一件事情。
This is the most important thing in our spiritual life.
一个基督徒只有在侍奉中侍奉神的时候，他才能经历更多更大神的恩典。
Only by serving can a Christian experience more and more grace from God.
让我们低头做一个祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们谢谢你，谢谢恩主，早晨主，你借着圣经对我们每一个人说话。主啊，你对我们每一个人借着先知以利亚的口呼喊，要我们正是要我们不要再善。不要心怀持两意，要来真是在这个世界和你之间做一个决断。主要这是求主你怜悯，求主你帮助每一位弟兄姊妹都愿意立定心志，愿意来跟随主，愿意来敬拜这位大而可畏的神，那位拯救我们生命的神，能够带领我们进入永生的神。主要这是求主你自己亲自来帮助我们，主你圣灵来坚定我们，让我们主要这是能够愿意来一生一世跟随主，永远不偏离神。这样的感谢祈求奉主耶稣基督圣名，
阿们。
感谢主赐下他的话语，接下来是我们迎新的时间。我手上有几份新人的名单，当我叫到您名字的时候，可否请您站起来介绍一下自己？我们的同工会给您递话筒。So next, we will welcome the newcomers. When I call your name, could you please stand up and introduce yourself to us? Our co-workers will hand you the microphone.